Welcome, sweetie. I know you're here for your checkup, but the regular nurse is, indisposed, and I'll be filling in for her. You may call me Nurse Lilith. I'll take very good care of you. So just lie back and relax. This won't take long. No, not very long at all. Since the procedure will be somewhat painful, I'll give you something to relax. We don't want you moving too much during, after all. Who knows what might happen if you do? It's just a simple, painless shot. You can look away if you like. If you don't like the sight of needles. There, that's good. Just straighten your arm a bit for me, dear. Very good. Now, relax. It's all right. Everything will be just fine. Lilith will make all your worries go away, as if they had never existed. Just listen to the sound of my voice. Allow it to distract your thoughts. Allow yourself to focus solely on my words. There is nothing else in the world that you need to be doing right now. In fact, it's already done. I've given you the shot, and you hadn't even felt it, hadn't even noticed it. But you can notice how your body responds. The loosening of your muscles, the heaviness of your eyelids, the spreading numbness along all your limbs, from the very tips of your fingers and toes, traveling up and into the center of your body, and higher still to the very top of your head. The relaxation and calm reaching every nerve, every curve, just like you deserve. You deserve to feel good and at peace. It's a beautiful thing, drugs. One little shot, a tiny little bit of liquid, and the entire body succumbs to its effects almost immediately, without a chance of refusal. As it spreads along your bloodstream, your heart pushing it into every bit of your body, you begin to absorb it, and you begin to notice how the sound of my voice starts to resonate in your head, blanking out all your other thoughts, leaving nothing in there but my voice and the words that I say. Every thought, every idea, every concept, drowned out by me. Suppressed and pushed way back underneath the layers of your mind, beyond your perception, so that any thought you may have will be of Lilith, and how good listening makes you feel. You can't move anymore, sweetie. The drug's done its job now. You can't move until I say that you may. Because right now, in this place, with you under the influence of my shot, you have no willpower of your own. The only will that matters here is mine. You can't move a single finger, can't open your eyes, can't turn your head. Frozen, paralyzed, and so very, very powerless. And now I can give you a few more things, mind-melting concoctions of my own creation, beyond the limits of this earthly plane, beyond your wildest imagination. You don't feel me injecting you with my mixture, and it's done in but a few short seconds. But the results will soon make themselves quite apparent. Even now, you can feel the warmth spreading along your whole body, coating your limbs, your chest, your head, and your mind. It's a tingling kind of warmth, subtle and yet certain, right underneath your skin, on the edge of your awareness. But what isn't is your growing arousal. The pleasure is very, very evident. There is no mistaking it for anything else, because the warmth is pleasure in its purest form, untouched by the world, unsullied by bias or personal thought. It's an arousal which cares not for what you may desire or what you may have experienced, because it comes from a place outside of your perception. And so it'll grow exponentially with the sound of my voice. The longer you listen, the better you feel, the harder you throb, the wetter you are, the more pleasant the pulsations of your heart and your blood. And as this happens, your mind empties itself further, giving in and giving up. You can just remain blank and empty, and emptier with every word. Every sound that you hear, falling deeper and deeper, drifting further and further, listening to my words and following along effortlessly, automatically, without question or worry or thought. And as your mind goes so very blank, as all that remains is the echo of my words, you find yourself falling into a medically induced hypnotic trance, where suggestions aren't just suggestions, but mind-altering commands which change the makeup of your brain. Each command that you hear is an inescapable mandate from an order higher than your mortal mind may comprehend. Each command and each suggestion bypasses all your critical thoughts, your surface layers of the mind, and drives deeply, without mercy, into the core of your being. With each command, each suggestion, each word, you give in further. The idea of resisting, dissipating sooner than it can even form. This leaves you completely at my mercy, a willful slave to my words, unable and unwilling to even attempt at defense, because you want this. Because I've told you that you do, and since you submit and obey without thought, your brain allows you to desire all the things that I want you to. Now I'm going to drop you further into the deepest trance a mortal may reach. It'll happen easily. And you'll feel yourself drifting down almost on a physical level, deep down into my power, my command, my mercies. Each time I say the word sleep with a snap of my fingers, you'll drop thrice as deep, become thrice as suggestible, and feel your arousal grow four times as high. So sleep and drop deeper for me. Sleep and listen and obey. Sleep and drift so much deeper. Mind empty, mind blank. Sleep, open, suggestible, unable and unwilling to resist. All choice taken away now. It's just me, just Lilith. And sleep and drop down deep into that void. Letting go totally and completely. Leaving behind everything that isn't important in this very moment, this place. Just drift into the sound of my voice and feel me take everything that you are into my possession.